ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम द 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 89 टेक्स्ट नंबर 59। पूर्णकामावपि युवाम् नरनारायणावृषि धर्मम् आचरताम् स्थित्यै ऋषभौ लोकसंग्रहम्। पूर्णकामावपि युवाम् नरनारायणावृषि धर्मम् आचरताम् स्थित्यै ऋषभौलोकसंग्रहम्। पूर्णकामावपि युवाम् नरनारायणावृषि धर्मम् आचरताम् स्थित्यै ऋषभौलोकसंग्रहम्। पूर्ण फुल कामौ इन ऑल डिजायर्स अपि ऑल दो युवाम यू टू नर नारायणौ ऋषि एज सेज इज नर एंड नारायण धर्मम द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ रिलिजन आचरताम शुड एग्जीक्यूट स्थित्यै फॉर इट्स मेंटेनेंस ऋषभौ the best of all persons, loka sangraham, for the benefit of the general populace. Translation: although all your desires are completely fulfilled, O best of exalted personalities, for the benefit of the people in general, you should continue to exemplify religious behavior as the sages Nar and Narayana. So there is no purport to this verse, and this is the last few verses of this chapter. I'm going to read the subsequent verses. Iti adishthau bhagavata tau krishnau paramesthina omityanamya bhumanav adaya dvijadarakan न्यवर्तेताम् स्वकाम धाम संहृष्टौ यथा गतम् विप्राय ददतु पुत्रान् यथा रूपम् यथा वयः। Thus instructed by the supreme lord of the topmost planet, Krishna and Arjun assented by chanting Om, and then they bowed down to almighty lord Mahavishnu. Taking the Brahmin's son with them, they returned with great delight to Dwarka by the same path along which they had come. There they presented the Brahman with his sons, who were in the same infant bodies in which they had been lost.
Nishamya Vaishnavam Dhamma Partha Paramavismitaha Yat Kinchit Paurusham Pumsam Mene Krishnanukampitam.
Having seen the domain of Lord Vishnu, Arjun was totally amazed. He concluded that whatever extraordinary power a person exhibits can only be manifestation of Sri Krishna's mercy. Now there is a purport to this verse.
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes Arjun's amazement. He thought, just see, even though I am a mere mortal, by Krishna's mercy I have seen the Supreme Godhead, the root cause of everything. Then after a moment he thought again, but why did Lord Vishnu say that he took away the Brahmin's children out of a desire to see Krishna? Why would the Supreme Personality of Godhead hanker to see his own expansion? This might be the effect of some peculiar temporary circumstance. But since he said didrukshuna instead of didrikshata, where the specific suffix shuna carries the sense of a permanent characteristic, not a temporary one, it is to be understood and concluded that he has always been wanting to see Krishna and myself. Even granted that this is so, why couldn't he simply see Krishna at Dwarka? After all, Lord Mahavishnu is the all-pervading creator of the universe, which he holds like an amlak fruit in his hand. Is it that he could not see Krishna in Dwarka because Krishna does not allow anyone to see him without his special sanction? And why also would Lord Mahavishnu, the compassionate master of all Brahmanas, have repeatedly tormented an elevated Brahman? Year after year, he must have acted in this unusual way only because he could not give up his extreme eagerness to see Krishna. All right, he may have acted improperly for that reason, but why couldn't he have sent a servant to kidnap the Brahmana's son? Why did he himself have to come to Dwarka? Was stealing them out of Lord Krishna's capital so difficult that no one but Vishnu himself could hope to accomplish it? I can understand that he intended to cause so much distress to a Brahman of Lord Krishna's city that Krishna would be unable to tolerate it. Then he would grant Lord Vishnu his audience. Lord Vishnu inspired the distressed Brahman to pour out his complaints to Krishna in person. Thus it is clear that Sri Krishna's status of Godhood is superior to Lord Mahavishnu's. Having thought in this way, Arjun was totally amazed. He asked Lord Krishna whether these were actually the facts of the matter, and Lord replied as related in the Harivamsa.
Maddarshanartham te bala rishtaste mahatmana viprartham meshyate krishno matsamipam na chanyatha.
It was to me that he, the Supreme Soul, stole the children. It was to see me that he, the Supreme Soul, stole the children. He believed only on a Brahman's behalf will Krishna come to see me, not otherwise.
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti states that Lord Krishna further told Arjun, I did not go there, however, for the Brahman's sake. I went there, my friend, just to save your life. If it had been for the Brahmana's sake that I travelled to Vaikuntha, I would have done so after his first child was abducted. According to Sridhar Swami, although this pastime occurred before the battle of Kurukshetra, it is recounted here at the end of 10th canto under the general heading of the supremacy of Lord Krishna's glories.
There are still three verses after this. I'll just read out the translation.
Lord Krishna exhibited many other similar heroic pastimes in this world. He apparently enjoyed the pleasures of ordinary human life and he performed greatly potent fire sacrifices. The Lord, having demonstrated his supremacy at suitable times, he showered down all desirable things upon the Brahmanas and his other subjects, just as Indra pours down his rain. Now that he had killed many wicked kings and engaged devotees such as Arjun in killing others, the Lord could easily assure the execution of religious principles through the agency of such pious rulers as Yudhishthir. Thus ends the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, to the 10th canto, 89th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled
Krishna and Arjun retrieve a Brahmana's sons. Om Adnyanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraha Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Having seen the domain of Lord Vishnu, Arjun was totally amazed. He concluded that whatever extraordinary power a person exhibits can only be a manifestation of Sri Krishna's mercy. Hare Krishna.
Hare.
So I'm very grateful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for giving this wonderful knowledge to all of us by way of Srimad Bhagavatam. And glories to the Acharyas for giving us such amazing purports, without which we would not have been able to understand these confidential meanings of these pastimes. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur especially, and Baldi Vidya Bhushan, Six Goswamis, Sridhar Swami. So many times after the classes, sometimes people ask that, Prabhuji, where did you speak this point from? Ye kahan se bola? Ye kahan se bole? You know, like that. So it's of course all coming from the Acharya's commentaries. It's not our own ideas. We're just trying to repeat what we read from the Acharya's commentaries. So, so here we can see in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord Krishna's supremacy has been established over the living entities, ordinary souls, above the gods, above Brahma, above Shiva. We saw the last chapter that how Lord Shiva was saved by Lord Krishna. Then Krishna's supremacy now is being established over his own incarnations, especially of Mahavishnu. So we can see that since time immemorial, I mean even at least we can say about 5,000 years ago, there is a general misunderstanding amongst people that Lord Sri Krishna is an incarnation of Narayana. People think like that and they feel that Ram came in the previous age, Narayana came even before that, Vishnu came before that, Kurma, Varaha,
It's only recently that Lord Sri Krishna appeared. And also the majesty of Narayan surpasses that of Lord Krishna in terms that he has four hands and all other opulences. So people generally think that Sri Krishna is the incarnation of Mahavishnu. So therefore, to put all those controversies and misunderstandings to rest, if we read the Srimad Bhagavatam properly and with the help of the Acharya's commentaries, then we can actually come to the right conclusion. So here, Arjun, of course, so many, now these are the final verses. This chapter comes to an end. We are going to the next. Even this canto is coming to an end, the 10th canto. So all the previous speakers have done thorough justice to this purport and to this chapter. People may miss devotees' lectures. However, Maharaj has also spoken on this chapter. So I'm sure that people might not have missed. Maharaj has also given a lot of commentaries on this. Still, since it is the final few verses, I think we should start recapping a little bit. So here, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying that Arjun's amazement, he thought, just see, even though I am a mere mortal, by Krishna's mercy, I have seen the Supreme Godhead, the root cause of everything. So as we know that even the modern scientists are trying to understand that where did we all come from. So the Srimad Bhagavatam explains that we all came from Mahavishnu. So he is the source of all material manifestations. And we see that the scriptures are given to us to help us get the proper understanding. If you believe in something like a Big Bang theory or something like that, crazy conception, then we will not get liberated, you see. Therefore, in the Shastras, it is explained that we have to understand tattvataha, the way it is, the way reality is. We can't be in ignorance. And therefore, it is said that anyone who understands this will get liberation. Especially this, we have to understand that there are three Vishnus. Vishnustu trini rupani purushakhyani atho viduhu ekam to mahato shrashtru dvitiya twanda samsthitam tritiya sarvabhutastam tani myaktva mimuchyate. So anyone who understands that there are three Vishnus, one is ekam to mahato shrashtru, that one who is the source of this whole srishti, he is Mahat, he is Mahavishnu. Dvitiya tu anda samsthitam. The second one is situated within the Brahmanda. He is Garbhodakashai Vishnu. And third is Tritiya sarvabhutastam. He is Kshirodakashai Vishnu, who is actually now present in each and every atom. He is the super soul. And anyone who actually understands this, tani nyatva vimuchyate, he becomes free from all sins. He gets liberated. Simply by understanding and accepting this principle. We have to understand these three Vishnus. So, now as people generally understand that, Krishna is coming from Narayan or Mahavishnu, that is not true. As we can see that, Brahma in the 10th canto, previously in the 14th chapter, he explains that it is not so because Narayan comes from Vishnu. Narayanastvam nahi sarvadehina atmasi adhishakila loka sakshi Narayanongam narabhu jalayana tachyapi satyam tavaiva maya. That Narayanastvam nahi sarvadehina, this is Brahma's prayers to Krishna when he is bewildered by Krishna's maya potency. At that time he is chanting this verse. He is saying, Narayanastvam nahi sarvadehinam. Aren't you that Narayan? In fact, you are the source of Narayan. Narayanastvam nahi sarvadehinam. Who is Narayan? Narayan is the supreme witness of the universe and also the super soul within everyone's heart.
Atmasi adhishakhila loka sakshi Narayanungam narabhu jalayanat.
In fact, you are called Narayan because you have caused the water within the universe. The universe is like an egg. It's like a shell and it is half filled with water.
So Garbhodakasha Vishnu, he perspires and that fills up half of the universe
and he enters inside it and sleeps. And from his navel, a lotus sprouts and Brahma is born from that lotus.
So Lord Brahma knew Narayan to be his father. However, now he is understanding that who is the father of Narayan or who is the source of Narayan.
He is saying that it is Lord Shri Krishna himself. Narayana svam nahi sarvade inam atmasi adishakila loka sakshi Narayanungam narabhujalayana tachyapi satyam tavaiva maya.
So therefore, we can see that it is not like that Narayan has come, is the source of Krishna.
So here, it is a classical pastime to demonstrate this. So when Arjun gets this darshan, he thought that why did Lord Vishnu say that he took away the Brahmana's children out of a desire to see Krishna? Why would the Supreme Personality of Godhead hanker to see his own expansion?
So there certainly might be something in Krishna which is not there in Narayan.
So what is that?
So Mahavishnu wanted to see Krishna.
So what is that? That is the specific beauty of Sri Krishna.
And that is again explained in the third canto, second chapter, 12th verse, it is explained that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He yet atma, there's one verse which says that He has incarnated, I don't remember the verse, how it starts, yet atma leela upayikam swali, how does it start? Yeah? Yet marth leela upayikam swayoga. So that in that verse it is explained that the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, when He appeared to do His pastimes on this earth, that He appeared in a very suitable form of, which is very attractive, where people can relate with very wonderfully.
Yad martya leelau payikam swayoga maya valam darshayatam swayoga vismapanam swasacha saubhagardehe param padam bhushana bhushanangam.
So it is explained that that particular incarnation is so amazing that even His own incarnations, vismapanam swasacha swaubhagardehe, that even His own incarnation of Mahavishnu is desiring to see Sri Krishna, His beauty. Bhushana bhushanangam, He is the ornament of all ornaments. So that is the amazing quality of Sri Krishna.
So He might be, this might be the effect of some peculiar temporary circumstance, but since He said didrikshuna instead of didrikshada, where the specific suffix shuna carries a sense of a permanent characteristics. So we can see in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, in the 51st first verse, drishtvedam manusham rupam tava saumyam, He says. After Lord Shri Krishna shows the universal form to Arjun, so Arjun is quite bewildered and he becomes very fearful and he tells Krishna that show me your human form. So after He shows His 400 form, then He says drishtvedam manusham rupam tava saumyam janardan. So He says, this is a very beautiful form, the human form. So Baldev Vidyabhushan says that in that form, the Vishnu form is also called as the Manushya Lingam, the human form. also looks somewhat like a human being. Even though he has four hands. Mahavishnu has eight hands. Vishnu has four hands. So that is very pleasing to Arjuna and it was giving him great pleasure. And he said, this is very beautiful. So there, Baldev Vidya Bhushan says that all these forms are Satchid Ananda Roop. Satchid Ananda Roopaya Krishnaya. In the Gopal Tapani Upanishad, it is explained that all of Sri Krishna's forms are Satchid Ananda Roop. They are eternal aspects of Sri Krishna. It is not something which he manifests for some time. No, they are all eternally existing. So, there, just as Baldev Vidya Bhushan says that just as a diamond may manifest different colors and different shapes from different angles, similarly that one Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests different forms eternally. So therefore, Arjun was getting that glimpse of his eternal feature. It's not a temporary feature. And therefore, Krishna says in the Gita, the naham prakasya sarvasya yoga maya samavritaha. Krishna then says that this form is very, very rare. It is extremely rare. This two-handed form. The four-handed form is also not as rare as this two-handed form. So rare. So therefore, what darshan Krishna got was a very, very exclusive darshan. And they are all eternal forms of Sri Krishna. So he said that where the suffix shuna carries a sense of permanent characteristic, not a temporary one, it has to be concluded that he has always been wanting to see Krishna and myself. So even granted that this is so, why couldn't he simply see Krishna at Dwarka? After all, Mahavishnu is the all-pervading creator of the universe, which he holds like an amalak fruit in his hands. So why did Mahavishnu have to come here personally? It's because that even Mahavishnu does not have the power to take darshan of Lord Shri Krishna if Krishna does not sanction it. And neither can any of the agents do the work of kidnapping the sons of the Brahmin. So that goes to show Lord Shri Krishna's exclusive power over his incarnations. So, is it that he could not see Krishna in Dwarka because Krishna does not allow anyone to see him without his special sanction? So we can see that why also would Lord Mahavishnu, the compassionate master of all Brahmanas, have repeatedly tormented an elevated Brahman? So we know that Lord is Namo Brahmanya Devaya. So here we can see that how Mahavishnu is putting this Brahman into trouble. He is putting this Brahman into trouble in order to be able to see Sri Krishna. Now that's quite contrary to how the Lord behaves when he is supposed to protect his the Brahmins. So that goes to show that what is the beauty of Sri Krishna and how eager Mahavishnu is to take the darshan of Krishna. So we could not give up his extreme eagerness to see Krishna. All right, he may have acted improperly for that reason. Why couldn't he have sent a servant to kidnap the Brahmana's son? Why did he himself have to come to Dwarka? Was stealing them out of Lord Krishna's capital so difficult that no one but Vishnu himself could hope to accomplish it? I can understand that he intended to cause so much distress to a Brahman of Lord Krishna's city that Krishna would not be able to tolerate it. So, we can see that Acharyas are explaining that Sri Krishna, he did not finally decide to go to Mahavishnu Lok just because the Brahman was put into distress. This we can understand that how a devotee is more dear than the Brahmanas to Krishna. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, it is explained that he is the Lord of the Brahmanas. But Lord Shri Krishna did not do anything till we can see that how Arjun made that vow that he will protect the sons. And he could not, and he had to commit suicide. At that time Krishna came to the rescue. So we can see that he is Bhaktavatsal more than he is actually a protector of the Brahmanas. So, he would grant Lord Vishnu his audience. Lord Vishnu inspired the distressed Brahmana to pour out his complaints to Krishna in person. Thus, it is clear that Sri Krishna's status of Godhood is superior to Lord Mahavishnu's. Having thought in this way, Arjuna was totally amazed. Again, we can see that how Krishna consciousness is full of adventure. I mean, come to think of it, that Arjuna, you know, today there's a lot of talk about space travel. When aircrafts were invented, when commercial flying was made viable to the common people, many people started boarding aircrafts and, you know, going here and there. Today you see tours and travel industries so rampant. But now there is a fad of space. People are wanting to go to space. And there are people, rich businessmen, who are investing a lot of money to make space travel available to all people, economical and viable and safe. Here we can see Arjuna is having a free ride into space. It's quite interesting, Krishna consciousness, you know. And the Lord personally is piloting the aircraft. I mean, there's no aircraft as such, it's just his chariot. An amazing technology that Arjuna gets to travel into space without a space suit. Come to think about of it. Arjuna gets to sit on the chariot of Krishna and he takes him beyond the material universe through the coverings of earth, water, fire, air, ether and beyond the universe. I mean, previously, if you see that bringing the dead sons back was like previously the teacher of Sri Krishna, Sandipani Muni, when he wanted his son back, at that time he went to Yamalok within the universe and he brought the son back. Then when he asked his mother that what benediction you want from me, so Devaki said, I want the dead sons back. So at that time he went to Sutala Loka and he brought the sons back. But now for Arjun, he is going beyond the universe. Now that has never been done before. He is going beyond the universe. And it is so beautifully explained that he is crossing the different realms of the universal controllers and taking Arjun beyond into this outer space without any space suit, nothing. And he's standing in front of Mahavishnu. Now, you can imagine that Mahavishnu is like so huge. As Brahma Samhita explains, that yasyai kanishvasita kalam athavalambhya jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanathaha Vishnur mahasaiha yasya kalavishesho govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. That the universes are coming from the pores of his skin. So if you compare the size of Arjuna and Krishna, who is nothing but if you compare the size, he is like less than the bacteria as compared to Mahavishnu. How can you see Mahavishnu with these eyes? I mean, you cannot even see the earth planet, is it not? I mean, can you see that the earth is a sphere? I mean, when you stand on the earth looks flat. So to see earth as around, you have to go into space so far away. So here we can see that Mahavishnu is so gigantic and Krishna and Arjuna is standing in front of Mahavishnu and they are able to get the darshan, special darshan with his eyes, with his own eyes. That's quite amazing and surprising. And therefore, Krishna consciousness is full of adventure, we can see. Krishna does not fail to amaze his devotees. Krishna consciousness, as somebody was saying, that I have experienced all emotions in Krishna consciousness, but not boredom. That devotee had that realization, not me, of course. The devotee was saying that, he's a really exalted devotee. If you are an exalted devotee, if you are an exalted devotee, then you can never be bored. And we can see exalted devotees experience ecstasy at every point of time. And we can see that Arjuna is getting a special ride into our space and even beyond space, into the spiritual world of Mahavishnu. So then it is explained here that mad darshanartham te bala arishtas te mahatmana. So now here Krishna is explaining that the reason why Mahavishnu stole, it is for his darshan. He wanted the darshan of Sri Krishna. And then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the real reason was not the sons of the Brahman, but actually it was a darshan. So we can see that how Krishna consciousness is filled with a lot of ecstasy. And we can go into the details, of course, that what is the position of Mahavishnu, what are the different incarnations. We can go into technical details. See, Garga Samhita explains that there are different, as it is explained here in this Brahma Samhita verse, that Mahavishnu is a Kala incarnation. Garga Samhita explains that there are six different incarnations of Krishna. Amshamshomshas tatha aveshah kala purna prakatyati vyasadyascha smita shashtah paripurna tama swayam. There are six different incarnations. Amsha, avesha, kala. Okay, and purna and paripurna. So there are six different expansions. So amshamsha is one, which means part of the part. Amsha is part. Kala is full part. Avesh is when the Lord incarnates into a particular living entity. And Purna is complete. And Paripurna means totally complete. So these are the six. So it is explained, Amshamsha Marichi Adir. That Amshamsha incarnation is Marichi. Amsho Brahma Deyastatha. And Amsha incarnation is Brahma. And Kala Kapila Kurmadya. Kala incarnation is Kapil and Kurma, and Avesha Bhargavadya. Avesh incarnation is Parashuram. Then it is explained, Purno Narasimha Ramascha. The full incarnation is Narsingh and Ram. Shvetad Dvipa Dipo Harihi. In Shvetad Dvip, Hari is also the Purna avatar. Vaikuntha Hopi Tata Yajno. And in Vaikuntha, Yajna is also Purna avatar. Nara Narayana Rishi and Nara Narayana Rusu. Then it is explained, Paripurna Tamaha Sakshat. But the total complete incarnation is Sri Krishna Bhagavan Swayam Asankhya Brahmandapatir Goloka Dhamni Rajate. And he is the Lord of unlimited universes. Asankhya Brahmandapatir Goloka Dhamni Rajate. And he resides in Goloka Dham. So, Garga Samhita explains like that. That these different incarnations are there. And the beauty of Lord Shri Krishna is also described. Ghana Prabham Padma Dalayutekshanam. See, different traditions do not actually give a proper description of God, how He looks. You know, they say God is great, God is all beautiful, God is all attractive. But the Shastras explain, what is the beauty of Shri Krishna? Garga Samhita goes on to explain, Ghana Prabham Padma Dalayutekshanam Pralamba Bahum Bhaupita Vasasam Vrindavanon Matta Milinda Shabdir Virajatam Shri Vanamalaya Harim Kani Kala Kankana Nupura Dutim Lasan Manohari Mahojwala Smitam Shri Vatsaratnottama Kundala Shriyam Kirit Harangada Kundala Shriyam. So it is explained that Ghana Prabham, the Supreme Lord's beauty, is darkish like a monsoon rain cloud. When Srila Prabhupada was in Africa someplace and he said that how the Supreme Lord is dark in color, it is said that the African devotees were very happy to hear that the Supreme Lord is also dark. But Srila Prabhupada corrected him and said that the Lord is black, but he's not black like you. His color is spiritual. So it is a spiritual color. Ghana Prabham Padma Dalayutekshanam. And his eyes are like lotus petals. Pralamba Bahum, and his hands are very long and beautiful. Pralamba Bahum Bahupita Vasasam. And he's wearing a very bright, lightning colored dhoti. Bahupita Vasasam. Vrindavanon Matta Milinda Shabdher, and he's wearing a garland of forest flowers. Virajatam Shri Vanamalaya Harim. Kani Kala, he's wearing a belt. Kankana. Nupara is wearing ankle bells, bracelets. Lasan Manohari Mahojwala Smitam, he's got a beautiful smile. That's why it is said that all the power that is there in the universe, yeah, it is said all the power that is there in the universe 100 times that power is there within the arm of Indra. The power that is contained in the arm of Indra, 1,000 times that power is contained within the palm of Hanuman. The power that is contained within the palm of Hanuman, 10,000 times that power is contained within the finger of Balaram. And the power which is there in the finger of Balaram, 100,000 times that power is there within the smile of Shri Krishna. That is the power. And then we can see that how when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he didn't have to preach much. He just had to stand there. And devotees were just becoming attracted to him. Prakashanand Saraswati, and he didn't have to preach, he didn't have to speak much. Just his personality is so powerful. So, therefore, Lasan Manohari Mahujwala Smitam Shri Vatsa Ratnottama Kundala Shriyam. And he's wearing this Shri Vats, very amazing jewel. Kirit, and he's wearing a helmet. Harangada Kundala Tusham. So he's also having this peacock feather and he's having the helmet. So the beauty of Shri Krishna is very vividly described in Brahma Samhita, in Garga Samhita, and all these different incarnation scriptures. So therefore, we can see that how Mahavishnu is so eager to see Krishna, and he appeared as Advaita Acharya in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We can read about it. There's a wonderful story of how of Kamalakant Vishwas, the secretary of Advaita Acharya, who was serving Advaita Acharya. He knew everything about him, and he once wrote a letter to Maharaj Pratap Rudra saying that Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, and therefore you should redeem his debt that he has to you. Somehow that letter, instead of reaching Maharaj Pratap Rudra, it reaches Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu is reading that letter and he sees that there is some rasabhas. That means that Kamalakant Vishwas is understanding that Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu. But at the same time he is saying that he owes 300 rupees odd to Maharaj Pratap Rudra. How can that be so? How can Mahavishnu be indebted to anyone in this world? So he becomes very upset. He calls Kamalakant Vishwas and he says, "You are Baulia, you are Adivasi, get lost from here. I don't want to see your face." So when Advaita Acharya, again, Mahavishnu, when he comes to know about it, he goes to Mahaprabhu and he says, "You have given so much mercy to Kamalakant Vishwas, you have not shown me that mercy." So Mahaprabhu becomes very pleased and he smiles. And then he goes to Kamalakant Vishwas and he says, "You have been specially blessed. You have been specially blessed by Mahaprabhu because he has given you special mercy. When Mahaprabhu chastises someone, it's special mercy. And I have been the special mercy, recipient of his mercy. His own mother has been the recipient of his mercy." And he goes on to explain what I did. So we know that Advaita Acharya, because he wanted the special mercy, he went and preached Mayavad philosophy. He preached from Yoga Vashishta. And when Mahaprabhu came to know that he was preaching impersonalistic philosophy, he personally comes and he beats up Advaita Acharya. And at that time, Advaita Acharya, he said that, "Now today you have accepted me as your master. You have accepted me as your servant and you proclaimed that you are my master." Because Advaita Acharya was senior in age to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore he always respected him. So he did not want that, he did not like that. He wanted to show that how even he is actually subservient to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, he is explaining to Kamalakant Vishwas that even I have been given the special mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you should not feel bad whenever the spiritual master chastises you. You should learn to see it as a special mercy. And in that way he explained. So we can see that in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, that how in his incarnation of Advaita Acharya, he has proclaimed his subordination to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. So we can see at the end of it all that one of the very important lessons that Sri Krishna gives in this pastime, that he can go to any extent to protect his devotees. Not just theoretically, we have seen practically also, so many times it has happened. Even in Mahabharata, there is a wonderful story that how when the battlefield of Kurukshetra was about to begin, at that time Shakuni sends Duryodhan to Sahadev, because he was an astrologer, told him to go and get a suitable date at which, if the battle of Mahabharata began, victory would be of the Kauravas. Sahadev was a very good astrologer. So Duryodhan went and asked Sahadev. Sahadev was very honest. So he looked at the charts and he said, you should start on the eclipse day. You should start on the day of eclipse. So if the Mahabharata war actually started on that day, that would mean that the Kauravas would win. So then what was the solution? So then Krishna became tensed. He thought, oh my God, I should do something. I cannot allow Kauravas to win. So then what he did? He thought, I will change the laws of the universe. I will somehow do something. So as soon as he thought that, the sun god and moon god became very disturbed, because they were, you know, they were following the rules laid down by the Lord, the rules of the universe that cannot change. So they personally appeared there to Sri Krishna and said that, we know that you are trying to change the laws of nature. Please don't do that, because we are following, abiding by that laws. You have set those laws. So Krishna says, if the earth and the sun and the moon are together, already there is an eclipse, is it not? It's an eclipse. So therefore, I have somehow managed to arrange it already. So therefore we see that the war of Kurukshetra was fought and the victory went to the Pandavas. Even practically, I have seen so many times the Lord protects his devotees. You know, I was once in Yatra in Govardhan Parikrama, and I got a lift. So when I was inside the rickshaw, there happened to be one senior citizen, one Mataji from a congregation. So she was, I was just talking regarding her health. She was looking okay, she didn't look very fit. So I said, so she said she's got these problems of osteoporosis and weak bones. So I was thinking, oh really? So I congratulated her for her courage, you know, to do Govardhan Parikrama despite her arthritis and osteoporosis. So anyway, we reached Kusum Sarovar at Uddhav temple, and we all got off to take darshan. And she went inside first, I saw. She went inside and she came out. And when she came out, she tripped. And she fell from a height of about 1.5 feet, 2 feet. You know, that was like... And she fell on the floor, which was made up of tiles. It was like, you know, the stone slabs. So she fell on that. The sound that it created was as if, like, you know, some sack of potatoes, if you drop it from a height of 1 meter, 2 meters, what sound you'll get. So, like, that was a sound. And it happened right in front of me, and I was thinking, as soon as I saw that, I started visualizing hospitals, emergency numbers. It was just, you know, before that I was in the rickshaw discussing about health, and she was saying that she had osteoporosis, weak bones, like chalk. You know, osteoporosis makes your bones very weak. And I was thinking, that's it. Hospitalization and this and that. And then I was surprised to see the next moment she gets up, dusts off all the dust from her body, and she's getting up and as if nothing happened. And that was a miracle to me. Total miracle. That how could she have survived that fall? I could see that in slow motion. I can still visualize it, how she fell. Boom. And even this time, when I personally, somehow, I was going with the sabbatical boys in Keshi Ghat, devotees are washing their hands, you know, there. It's like a, they put a basin, makeshift basin. So water was flowing there on Keshi Ghat since many days, I think, so it had become all black. You know, become all black. So we were all walking, and I didn't know how to cross, because right up to Yamuna, from the top, it was all like black streak flowing. So We're all thinking how to cross. So I thought, I'm the first one, I should take the plunge. So I put my first step on it, and as soon as I put, I just couldn't control my fall. And I went, down, right up to the Ganges, on the stairs. After I got up, my clothes were completely black, because that thing was black, it was completely black, because, I had a good roll. And some Matajis, all those local Brajbasis, they were coming and laughing. What's wrong with you? Why are you laughing? So I didn't have, because I don't generally, somehow, because my weakness, I don't take bath in Yamuna. It's like kind of thing. So I was forced, I had to enter inside the Yamuna with my clothes on. And I came out and I looked at the boys, they were all looking at me. Hare Krishna. So I said, what did you feel when you saw me fall down? Prabhuji, first of all, we were shocked, because when you started falling, for 1 minute, you were falling only. Tuck, tuck, tuck. We were thinking, when you're going to stop? And it was all tiles, And then when I recollect, I was thinking that if I would have broken my back or my bones, I think I fell on my back, straight on my back, there was nothing, there was no wound, nothing. A fall like that, anywhere outside of Vrindavan, I felt that, I would have broken my bones. And I was thinking that after that I had to go to Mayapur, I had to go to Puri, I had to go to Tirupati, I had to go to Rameshwaram, Kanyakumari and all those places. It would not have been possible, because all the ticketing was done and everything. And there were some sincere devotees with me who had to go to all those places. And I had to lead them. And I was thinking that if I would have broken my bones, the whole plan would have been chopped. So it was the mercy of the Lord. I see that how the Lord personally also protects His devotees. He actually interacts with His devotees. I remember that I was in Vrindavan, that one Brajbasi was showing me Nidhivan, me and all the other boys. So Nidhivan, there's a room where Radha and Krishna's bed is put up. So he was explaining that how it is the Lord is coming in the night and doing Leela. So in the night they set up the bed, and in the morning everything is disrupted. So they say Radha and Krishna comes there inside the room and they do Leela. So I was just, when we were going out of that Nidhivan, I asked those guides that how do you know that Radha and Krishna only comes inside and does that Leela? When you lock the door, who knows, some cat or a mouse may be coming inside and, doing something like that. So no sooner did I say that, I tripped. I stubbed my toe very badly and I nearly fell. So that man is immediately saying, Dekha, aparad kiya tumne. You are doubting? Should not doubt. This is Vrindavan. Radha and Krishna personally come. So then I was like, this is Lord's protection actually. Even to clear up a misunderstanding that we have about Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan can create a fall down. So therefore we see that how the Lord protects His devotees and makes sure that He can go to any extent to save His devotees from trouble. Protection. I was coming in the Ola car that day, and there was some Bollywood song which I heard, which actually sounded more of a bhajan to me. It says, "Dhire dhire pyar ko badhana hai, had se guzar jana hai." And I was thinking, my God, this sounds like a bhajan. Anandam budhivardhanam pratipadam purna amrita swadana. We also say that the devotion should increase, is it not? Anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam purna amrita swadaram. Shanay shanay uparamet buddhya driti grihitaya atma samstam manakritva nakinchit apichintaya. That every time you should work to improve yourself, become more Krishna conscious. So dhiri dhiri pyarko. I was thinking, wow, this sounds like a bhajan. So I just put my ear to what else is there in the lyrics. So he says, aisi zindagi hogi har taraf khushi hogi. Itna pyar dunga tujhe ay mere sanam. Hare Krishna. So I was thinking this applies to Lord Krishna actually, if you see. To what extent, how much love He has for His devotees, He can go to any extent to take care of His devotees. So this actually applies, it doesn't apply to people in this material world. They apply all these lyrics to all these mundane hero and heroines. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. How can that even be possible? Itna pyar dunga. No human being can give as much love as the God can give. You can see that to what extent Krishna can go, no one else can go. And we see that how relationships break down. You know, whether it's in the ashram or it is in the grastha ashram, everywhere relationship is really on the, you know, stretch. Just to maintain relationship is so difficult. One grastha devotee was sending one message, he was saying that, that's why I said that before marriage it is like jilo, and after marriage it is jhelo. Hare Krishna. Why so much of stress, so much of love before marriage, but where that love goes, we don't know. It's easy to get married, it's difficult to maintain marriages. So therefore, it is not true when you apply these lyrics, you know, to mundane love. It's not true. But it is true for Krishna consciousness. The love of the Lord for His devotees is eternal and the protection is guaranteed. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.